Furious Artists, so you can go to the opening for more than just the snacks.
The Secret Life of Plants is a new group exhibition at Melanie Rodger Gallery. The exhibition borrows its title from the 1973 book with the same name by Peter Tompkins and Christopher Bird. The book documents controversial experiments that claim to reveal unusual phenomena associated with plants, such as plant sentience and the ability of plants to communicate with other creatures, including humans. Exhibiting the works of Rosa Ellison, Georgia Arnold, Heidi Brickle, Ruth Edge, Tessa Laird, Layla Rodneva Mackay, Star Gossage, Anne Shelton, and Sarah Smuts Kennedy, the artists embrace the secret life of plants within their practices, with works exploring ideas of mysticism, healing, growth, and spirituality. I had a kōrero with gallerist and curator Melanie Rodger about the show, the artists, and its themes. Let's start with the title of the exhibition. It borrows its name from a book by Peter Tompkins and Christopher Bird. Can you talk me through what this book is about and how it informed your choice of title?
Yeah, sure. The book is from 1973, and there was also a film in 1978 with music made by Stevie Wonder.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Nice, you can search that out if you like.
Yeah.
The book sort of documents controversial experiments around sort of plant sentience, and it had a mixed reception at the time, and it definitely has, you know, did raise eyebrows, but I think since then people have started looking more, I think, at the interconnectedness of the natural world, and particularly with sort of climate change and, you know, sort of our place in that. So that was sort of the starting point. I actually, well, revisited the idea of that show during lockdown when one of Tessa Led's works was returned to me from a public gallery show. Mm. And I asked for it to be sent to me at home because, of course, we couldn't go into the gallery, and, you know, waiting for couriers all day was going to be hugely painful. So, yeah, so it came to me at home, and I unwrapped it, you know, to check it all out. And one of the books in her ceramic book stacks was The Secret Life of Plants, which I had remembered reading a long time ago. So that was sort of, I guess, the seed for the show, to use a plant term there.
So I feel like the title was really familiar, and I remember, like, as a kid looking at Tessa's works and, like, paying a lot of attention to the title, so that does really check out. I remember there was one about how, like, animals can inform us about politics or something, which I always remembered.
Yeah, Tessa makes the ceramic books, and they're almost a sort of a bibliography of her reading material, which is super interesting, and more interesting than most people's pile of books next to the bed.
High praise.
Yeah.
How has the content of that book, The Secret Life of Plants, influenced the themes of this exhibition?
I guess it was seeing that there were quite a number of artists, well, noticing that there were quite a number of artists that, who were looking at this area and having an interest in it. Anne Shelton was someone in particular. She's released a book earlier this year called Worm, Root, Wart and Bane, which recently won a gold medal for its design at the Best Awards. Congratulations to Duncan Munro for that. So that was pretty exciting. And that book goes through all of her series called I Am an Old Phenomenon, which was from 2023. And it looks at a whole number of plants and their, I guess, their use throughout history around sort of witchcraft, really, which is what, you know, it used to be known. People who sort of, you know, I guess, harvested and harnessed as well the plant life for all sorts of exciting things, healing.
You're my mum, so I know you very well, obviously. But this exhibition feels, you know, very you. How have you inserted yourself and your own interests into this show?
Yeah, I, as you know, Sophia, grew up with a father who was very into gardening. So I always remember a lot of sort of pottering around in the garden with him, mostly around vegetables. We liked to sort of grow things that we could eat. We also did a lot of tramping, a lot of time in the bush. So for me, I remember having a book as a child. I can't remember what it was called, although I feel if I eyeballed it, I'd know it, which looked at bushcraft and the uses of plants, both for healing medicine, and it was, you know, a specific to the forests here in Aotearoa. And that looked at, yeah, things that you could eat, ways you could make tea that would, you know, help soothe, as well as sort of, you know, being able to make a healing balm, for instance. Mm. My greatest desire as a child was to be left behind in the bush to see whether I could survive.
You're
it never
crazy
happened.
For that.
It never happened. I live in hope.
So there's 9 artists involved in the show. What has your process been for selecting artists?
Yeah, so Tessa was always going to be in there, as we've sort of discussed a little bit. So we've got, gosh, I think it's 7 works by Tessa Laird in the show, which are really fantastic. Some one small book, which is literally the Secret Life of Plants book, and then stacks that, you know, are books that relate to that same subject. Mm. From there, Anne Shelton, as we've discussed, we've got 3 photographic works of hers, which are really beautiful, larger scale. We've got works by Sarah Smuts Kennedy, which she made in her garden studio up at Maharangi. Sarah's work is very interconnected with the garden that she works with, and that has been sort of part of her practice. She calls these joy field paintings, and these particular ones she has composted, is the term that she likes to use, which means that she's revisited works that she earlier had started making. We've got Georgia Arnold, who's a younger artist. She graduated from Elam School of Fine Arts with a master's just a year or so ago. She's made 2 beautiful cast aluminium works. So she's carved into sand bulb tree-like forms and cast those in aluminium. She's also got a show out at the Corbin Estate Art Centre at the moment, mm-hmm. and all of her work sort of interconnects with the natural world and her take on her garden. We've got Leila Radneva Mackay, who's got works from her recent Wrinkled Speech exhibition, which was looking at the, again, ways of seeing, and she's used trees in that and the interconnected world there. We've got Ruth Ege, whose work is currently in Aotearoa Contemporary at the Auckland Art Gallery till Sunday. I first saw her work there. Actually, that was the first time I'd seen it in real life. Mm. She had a show down at McLevy Gallery a year or so ago, but I'd only seen them online. So those are really beautiful works. And she's actually mixed in traditional materials with her her pieces. She's from Nigeria, so she refers to them as cultural hosts and vessels for both imagination and documentation, which I really like.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, it's really lovely. Sort of crushed Nigerian dried leaf. Mm. Heidi Brickle, also in Aotearoa Contemporary. In that show, she's got some kelp mobiles, which I really like the idea of, again, sort of the sea garden there. Mm. For our show, she's made a beautiful painting, which again relates to that. Heidi's a Māori artist, and she's revitalising te reo and looking at the Māori view of the world, which is really beautiful. Lovely sort of rich in materiality and language. Oh, who have I missed? Star Gossage. lovely work by Star Gossage, who is Pākehā-based and looking at her ancestral land up there. She's also got a solo show at Tim Melville Gallery at the moment. And Rosa Allison, who we've got in our window space. Rosa's a Wellington-based artist, and I first came across her work, again, not in real life. I saw it online, I think on Instagram. Mm. She had a solo show down in Rangiora at Chambers Gallery, where she created paintings which were essentially, she'd painted a witch's garden. Mm. And interestingly, she actually has a community garden that she runs in Brooklyn down in Wellington, which is a witch's garden. And she's got all these wonderful little signs, it's lovely photos of it, beautiful little signs that she's made, you know, detailing what each plant can be used for, which I think is really fantastic. So I think that's everyone. I'm counting them off. Is that 9, Sophia?
I think you got everyone.
I think so.
I'm pretty sure.
It's quite a lot.
Yeah. I guess that kind of covered my last question there as well. Was there anything else you'd like to add about the show?
Yeah, come and see the show. It runs till the 9th of November. And in that last week on the Thursday, we've got Art Late, which we may well have some artists come in and talk. I'm having a chat with a few and see who's available and who might like to do that. So that could be a really nice chance to meet the artists and hear a little bit more about their work in person.
That was Melanie Rodger speaking to me about The Secret Life of Plants, a group exhibition at Melanie Rodger Gallery, on now until the 9th of November.